Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What it is, what it do, cyber world. Welcome to the Ash Said It Show. I am your host, Ash Brown. I appreciate all of the love and support. Over 1,700 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this is possible without you guys, so I thank you so very, very much. And yes, we are well into sweater weather season, so that means we got to get back into some soups, y'all, all right? Who didn't love a good soup? So I got a founder and CEO with me today of Good Stock Soup, the wonderful Ben LeBlanc. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ash, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty awesome. So, Ben, what part of the country are you at today?
New York City.
New York City, my birthplace. I love it. Ben, to start things off, when did you start cooking?
I started cooking in college. Well, no, maybe actually a little bit before that. I started cooking, maybe when I was around 10. Mm. I guess you could call it cooking. But every time we went to, you know, a family party or something, and we had to bring a treat, we would make brownies from the box. And I couldn't really tell you why, but I loved cooking from an early age. So if you can call, you know, cracking some eggs and mixing the box, the brownie box mix, cooking, yeah, you know, that's how it got started. And then just kind of, you know, grew a little bit throughout high school and college. And then when I moved to New York right after college, I was sort of cooking for myself, trying to, you know, save a little money, and I'd love to eat, so watch the food at work almost every night.
Yeah.
Try to cook dinner for myself.
I love that. So your love for cooking, was that really what fueled you throughout, I would say, that early stage in life? Did you always want to focus on food?
I didn't, not professionally. You know,
okay, gotcha.
When I graduated from South Louisiana, I went to LSU. I graduated and I moved up to New York City to work in finance. But food is, you know, growing up in South Louisiana, food is just a huge part of the way that we live.
Yeah.
Cooking, eating, entertaining, hospitality, gumbo, tailgate, you know, big parties, you name it. Like, food is just such a key part of the way that we live down there. And I've always held on to that. You know, I lived in New York, I've got to live in London for a couple of years, and just have always enjoyed, you know, the pleasure that food can bring, the feelings that food can bring, the memories, the connection, you know, learning about a new place or a new cuisine. You know, a love of eating is really, really kind of what drove me. And in the early days of Good Stock, you know, or when I was making the transition, rather, from finance to cooking, you know, I just kind of realized, it, I don't know if you ever had that situation, Ash, where you kind of wake up and it's obvious now, but when you look back at it, like, it was obvious all along. I decided to leave the world of finance behind and, you know, follow a passion for food and eating, and I wanted to feed people.
Good stock to
try to make that happen.
I love that. Yeah. You got to go with that passion.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was funny. I remember a colleague of mine, and I, we were, you know, we were kind of complaining on the company instant messenger one day. We were having a rough day, or maybe a rough week at work. And just like, you know, sometimes I just want to make sandwiches. Like, I just want to feed people nice and easy and have, like, an immediate result. And lo and behold, a few years later, I started this crazy little soup company.
I love it. In the early stages, Ben, what was the first major challenge that you faced?
The first major challenge that I faced was learning how to cook for a whole lot of people. So, you know, pretty passionate home cook, but, you know, never really cooked for more than 5, you know, maybe 10 people.
Right.
When we launched Good Stock, you know, I got into Smorgasburg, which is a food festival up here in New York City. It's really popular. It's really good. I had to learn how to cook for a couple of hundred people. And, I was very naive about how long that would actually take. I thought, well, if you have a dice one onion and you have a dice 10, like, you'll get a little faster as that goes. No, that's not correct. It takes 10 times as long.
Yeah.
So the day that we first served customers, I got 45 minutes of sleep. I just had no idea how long it actually took to cook food for that many people. The first and immediate lesson. And after that, some of the challenges that we faced were like a realization that a good product is not enough.
Right.
You really got to work hard to tell your story, meet people, talk about your product, and get people interested, et cetera. It takes a lot of time. That's really market it and sell it and tell the story and introduce the brand. So, good product is great, but without a way to tell the story behind it, it's very hard.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. It's like, you can have the best product out on the market, best possible product. But if you don't work at it, if you don't market it the right way, if you don't get it out to the right people, let's talk about some of the varieties. You guys have a selection of varieties that are now available.
Yes. So we're selling online. We're shipping directly to customers across the U.S. And we're available in high-quality grocery stores in kind of the New York City tri-state region and the greater Chicago sort of Great Lakes area. And right now, our menu is mostly comprised of plant-based meats. So through our vegetarian lineup, Good Stock, our mission is to make, the best version of every soup, So we're not trying to be niche and, focusing on a regional food or necessarily just vegan or just superfood. We're trying to make the best version of every soup we know. So right now, our menu is heavily plant-based, but we just released our very, very popular chicken and vegetable soup. Before we started selling online, we ran two soup shops here in New York City. We just kind of grew through word of mouth, and we eventually ran our own shops. And there, we would sell everything. Fried chicken and andouille gumbo, chicken and vegetable soup, roasted tomato soup, lentil soup, you name it. We cooked it, and then we served it. So over the years, we've really kind of identified, what customers like the best, and what we like the best, and kind of what we love cooking. So right now, roasted tomato soup is our all-time queen. Definitely the most popular soup we've ever sold. And it's great. It's just a, kind of a down-the-middle tomato soup, but way better. Because we use really good ingredients, and we care enough to cook them the right way. So we're roasting the tomatoes to draw out flavor. We're roasting onions and garlic to make them a little bit sweeter. We're simmering that for, an hour or two. We're pureeing that with a little bit of olive oil to give it a creamy texture and feel, but it's still a vegan, dairy-free soup. So that's definitely, our most popular soup on the menu right now.
Okay.
And the chicken and vegetable soup that we just launched last week, as a matter of fact, it's great. We're getting close to selling out. People are more ecstatic to see that on the menu again. So that's been fun.
Yes. So what would you say are key components to your recipes? What are some of the key things that every recipe has to have?
Well, this is going to sound a little bit cheesy, Ash, but honestly, love. Caring enough to make it the right way.
Yeah.
You can easily make a soup by throwing ingredients in the pot, turning up the heat, boiling it, maybe a little salt or whatever. But, if you actually took the time to do those steps individually, that makes a big difference. But for, when we cook at home and, for all your listeners, one thing that we'd always recommend is, if you're making a vegetable soup, roast the vegetables first. Brings out a deeper component, a deeper flavor, changes the soup a little bit. So, things like that, small steps that don't take that much time, but they make a huge difference.
I agree with that. Yeah, roasting the vegetables beforehand. And that's a trick that I kind of learned in the last year, Ben. Just from watching other people cook and, you know, wondering, you know, throughout the years, just like, oh, let me just throw this stuff together or blend it up here and whatever, whatever. But like you said, if you take that extra, those extra steps beforehand and just something as simple as roasting the vegetables, you know, trying to make, get a little char, maybe, you know, a little brown here and there before you're actually preparing the soup, it makes a world of a difference. I can attest to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing that we recommend is, you know, seasoning as you go. So,
yeah.
Depending on your preferences, of course, you know, you can determine the variety, or sorry, the amount, but a little salt, a little pepper, and then if you're using something that requires a different spice, a little bit at every step can make a really big difference instead of just trying to add at the end. You know, your flavor will be more complex, it will be more developed, it should be a little bit deeper as well if you season as you go. So those are two of the main things that we recommend to people.
Love it. Season as you go. Ben LeBlanc, thank you so much for joining us today. The company again, Good Stock Soup. Ben, let everyone know the best way to get their soups. You know, it's sweater weather season, so they got to get their soups now because you guys are going to sell out all the good stuff. So let them know where they can go.
Exactly. One of the best things about our soups, too, is we ship them frozen. So you can throw them in the freezer. They're good for up to a year there.
And yeah.
When the mood hits, and if you're like us, the mood hits quite often. It's just, you know, grab one out of the freezer, and you've got an amazing soup in 5 or 10 minutes instead of having to make it for 2 or 3 hours yourself. but you can find us online, www.goodstocksoups.com. And our social media handle is at Goodstock on Instagram, and then Goodstock Soups, all one word, on Facebook and Twitter. So, we love, you know, interacting with our customers. We love the soup troop. So there's a lot of fellow soup lovers out there, so we're excited to reach and see and talk to more people.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Ben. Much more success to you and the whole team. Looking forward to trying some of those soups soon. So, you guys hold out there and stay warm and all good and cuddly as we're inside a little bit more coming this winter. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do. You look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.